In a culture that glorifies perpetual motion, what if your exhaustion isn't weakness, but wisdom? Octavia Rahim's journey toward embracing stillness began at her breaking point, during a hospitalization that became a forced pause. This wasn't a gentle awakening, but a profound reckoning with the consequences of perpetual motion. How many of us continue pushing until our bodies simply refuse to go further? Through restorative yoga, Rahim discovered that true transformation happens not in constant movement, but in conscious stillness. Drawing wisdom from ancient texts like the Shiva Sutras, she found that when we pause, we create space for wisdom to emerge from within. Think about those moments of clarity that arrive when you're in the shower or taking a walk. These insights don't come when we're frantically checking email or multitasking. The power of stillness challenges our cultural narrative that equates rest with laziness. What if, instead, we recognized rest as a revolutionary act? What if we understood that our capacity to contribute meaningfully to the world depends on our willingness to withdraw from it occasionally? This radical reframing isn't about escaping responsibility, but about sustaining our ability to show up fully for our lives and for others. Life is punctuated by endings, some gentle and anticipated, others abrupt and devastating. Rather than retreating into denial or numbing distractions, what if we faced these endings head-on, with courage and community? Rahim shares how her understanding of Savasana, corpse pose, deepened after experiencing a miscarriage. Through this devastating loss, the practice transformed from a simple relaxation technique into a sacred space for grieving and healing. Endings ask us to surrender control and acknowledge that some things cannot be fixed or prolonged. They require us to feel the full weight of loss while trusting that something new will eventually emerge. Creating rituals around our endings, lighting a candle, writing a letter, or gathering with loved ones helps acknowledge their significance and create containers for our grief, recognizing that endings aren't just about loss, but about making space for what comes next. Have you ever felt suspended between two realities? No longer who you were, but not yet who you're becoming. This is the liminal space, the fertile void between endings and beginnings. Like a caterpillar in its cocoon, we must dissolve before we can transform. This in-between state, though uncomfortable and uncertain, holds extraordinary potential. Side-lying pose, Parsva Savasana, embodies this transitional space, neither fully active nor passive, but supportive and gentle. Rahim used this pose to address race-based trauma and reclaim her identity after leaving basketball, creating a bridge between her past and future selves. Consider moments when you've been caught between worlds, during career transitions, after relationships end, or amid health crises. These times strip away illusions of control and invite a different kind of strength, remaining present amid uncertainty. Our most profound growth often occurs precisely when we're most uncomfortable. The practical aspects of restorative yoga mirror the inner work of creating space for transformation. You'll need a yoga mat, blankets, bolsters or cushions, a pillow, comfortable clothing, and reflection tools like a journal for your sanctuary. Setting up side-lying pose requires layers of support: a soft foundation, proper spine and hip alignment, and cushioning for knees and ankles. This careful arrangement creates conditions where your nervous system can fully release, signaling to your body and mind, it's safe to let go now. Once settled, notice your natural breath rhythm, then gradually shift awareness to the pauses between breaths. These moments of stillness contain worlds of insight. After 10 to 15 minutes, transition out slowly, noticing subtle shifts, and reflect through writing, drawing, or sitting quietly. What emotions and insights emerged? What parts of yourself did you rediscover in the stillness? Beginnings arrive naked and vulnerable, like newborns entering the world. They challenge us to nurture potential despite uncertainty. Each step forward contains both ending and beginning, a simultaneous death and birth propelling us into new territory, much like a seed cracking open before new life emerges. Child's Pose, Balasana, embodies this new beginning, a position of both surrender and preparation. Kneeling with forehead to earth connects us to childhood innocence while grounding us in present reality. The rounded spine represents humility. The third eye touching earth symbolizes intuitive wisdom, and the weight of the torso on the thighs provides security before a new adventure. What if we approached each beginning with reverence instead of rushing to construct outcomes? This isn't passive acceptance, but active receptivity, creating conditions where growth occurs naturally. Whether starting a new job, relationship, creative project, or personal practice, the principles remain: create space, cultivate humility, embrace uncertainty, and trust the natural unfolding of potential. In a world obsessed with speed, deliberately stepping away from the rush offers a revolutionary perspective. What if, instead of multitasking, we committed to being fully present with whatever is before us? This intentional approach transforms routine moments into sacred experiences. Morning sunlight, fresh coffee aroma, the genuine connection in a friend's smile. Joy and grief dance as intimate partners, each amplifying the other's depth. Experiencing profound happiness requires an equal capacity to embrace sorrow. In a society that often medicates or distracts from difficult emotions, feeling deeply becomes an act of rebellion. When we allow ourselves to experience every messy, beautiful feeling, whether through tears or laughter, we reclaim our wholeness and create pathways for genuine healing. Journeys through our personal shadows demand presence, patience, and courage. These dark territories often conceal transformative potential and wisdom, though initially appearing frightening. The practice of pausing allows us to navigate these psychological landscapes with greater awareness and compassion, finding the middle path of conscious engagement with our full emotional spectrum. Learning to walk and begin again requires accepting the inevitability of falling. Like a child finding stability after wobbling, life demands we embrace uncertainty. Through vulnerability comes not perfection, but a deeper understanding of our resilience, a resilience forged in past hardships that becomes our wellspring of courage. Breaking free from societal constraints starts with challenging ingrained beliefs about our proper roles. By shattering harmful paradigms, we create space for authentic self-expression beyond cultural limitations, rewriting our personal narratives and dismantling oppressive structures. When confronting life-altering challenges, resilience emerges in taking one step at a time, supported by ancestral wisdom and community. Recovery requires patience and courage. Each step forward becomes a prayer, each rest a blessing, each beginning an opportunity to trust the journey. In a world demanding constant productivity, the most revolutionary act might be to simply pause and breathe. Your exhaustion isn't weakness, it's your body calling for sacred stillness. Rest isn't what happens after everything else, it's the foundation that makes everything else possible. In that stillness, you might discover who you were always meant to become.